Tobacco Corporation, its distributors and dealers throughout the United States and Canada, invite you to relax and listen to a full hour of sparkling entertainment with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Bob Johnston, Eileen Woods, and a new rhythm group, Four Chicks and Chuck. We know you want to hear the news the minute it comes in, so our Philco reporter is waiting in the newsroom to relay it to you direct from the wires. The order of the day is relax and listen to music the Paul Whiteman way. And the way Paul opens is with Lady Be Good. To present the conductor of our show and star of the current motion picture Atlantic City, in which he plays one of the leading parts, the Steel Pier, Paul Whiteman.
Thank you. And Glenn, just to straighten out your confusion, I play my own jolly, jovial self.
Oh, I know, Paul. I was just kidding. You're really very good in the picture.
I thought so too, Paul.
Well, thank you, Eileen.
There was only one thing. Every time you appeared on the screen, you couldn't see Atlantic City anymore.
Just a trick of photography, honey. Nothing else.
I say, Mr. Paul.
What is it, Bobby boy?
This Constance Moore, who plays the lead. Oh, mercy. She's such a lovely lady. Could you fix me up with a date when she comes to town?
Well, I don't know, Bobby. She's got a long waiting list. Even Riggs is ahead of you.
Oh, well, I'll just have to go back to thinking about it then.
Well, while you're thinking, why don't you sing?
Okay, I'm thinking about Sweet and Lovely.
So am I, and so's the band, Bobby, so everything ought to be sweet and lovely.
Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. Heaven must have sent her my way. Skies above me never were as blue as her eyes. And she loves me. Who would want a sweeter surprise? When she nestles in my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is taunting me, melody haunting me. And she loves me. when she nestles in my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart, a song of love is taunting me. Melody haunting me.
A new term has entered the field of radio in recent years, FM, which stands for Frequency Modulation. It's a new type of broadcasting on ultra short waves that offers several new advantages to the radio listener. Most important to the majority, perhaps, is the fact that many new broadcasting stations can be established without danger of interference. This means that many homes which have never before enjoyed really good radio reception, especially in smaller communities, will be served by new local FM stations. When frequency modulation was introduced before the war, Philco took the lead in making this new radio service available to the greatest number of listeners. Philco radios offering FM reception were the industry's outstanding values. And today, Philco leads by an overwhelming margin in the number of FM radios in American homes. After victory, FM will spread rapidly throughout the country. And Philco engineers will bring you a sensational new FM system that will give you the utmost in tone and performance for the price you pay. Once more, the industry's greatest values in frequency modulation reception.
Well, chillen, let's sit back now while the Whiteman Vestibule of Fame plays host to a man who really goes places on the slide trombone. Vernon Brown, aided and abetted by the brass section, plus the French horns and the tubi. He takes off on Dear Old Southland. Thank you. What's on your mind, Glenn?
Eileen is a very impressionable young girl. You know, today you asked her to sing I'll Walk Alone.
Well, what about it?
Well, now she won't let me walk her home. But you can balance things for me.
How?
Well, next week, ask her to sing The Man I Love.
That's next week, Glenn. Right now, let's hear I'll Walk Alone as only Eileen can sing it. You'll have to work the rest out yourself.
Because to tell you the truth, I'll be lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone, and they'll ask me why, and I'll tell them I'd love her.
Come to four beautiful girls, which is as nice a thing to come to as I can imagine. However, there's a boy with them, and they all sing together, and they call themselves Four Chicks and Chuck, and they sing awful purty. To illustrate my point, take a tune like the Dolly with the Hole in Her Stocking and watch what they do with it.
I got a dolly with a hole in her stocking. Walking down the street, down the street, down the street, I met somebody who was mighty sweet, mighty fair to see.
Then I asked her, would she like to have a talk?
So ask her if she'd like to make with a talk.
All the fellas standing on the wall, wishing they were me.
Mama, mama, let me dress up tonight. Won't you let me dress up tonight? I've a secret gonna fess up tonight. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. I'm gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in a stocking. While our knees keep a knocking, our toes keep a rock, rock, rocking. Gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in a stocking. Dance by the light of the moon. By the light of the moon.
We would sit there every night and stroll.
I've got a dolly.
You've got the cutest dolly.
She's got a hole in her stocking.
Reba, boop it. Mama, mama, let me dress up tonight. Won't you let me dress up tonight? I've a secret gonna pass out tonight. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in a stocking. Knees keep a knocking, toes keep a rocking. Gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in a stocking. Dance by the light of the moon.
At this moment, our Philco reporter, George Hayes, is standing by in the newsroom to bring you the latest news hot off the wires. So here we go to the newsroom. Go ahead, George Hayes.
First, a bulletin. Word has been received just a short time ago that Prime Minister Churchill and his official party have arrived in Quebec. This apparently means the important conference with President Roosevelt is near. And another bulletin. The American First Army in New Gaines has smashed through to a juncture with the British Second Army. This is along the important Albert Canal in Belgium. Well, latest dispatches from the flaming Western Front indicate that the showdown slugging match is underway. One correspondent reports that Allied shells are raining down on German soil for the first time in World War II, searching out with fingers of hot steel the strong points in Hitler's Siegfried Line. In at least two sectors, American and British troops are punching steadily ahead, smashing back the enemy with tanks, guns, and planes. Here are the highlights. Masses of American troops have been hurled into Luxembourg, and the Yanks are reported to have driven into the capital city of the duchy. The new powerful drive indicates that a soft spot in the Nazi line of defense may have been found. The Americans are within 6 miles of Germany at one point. The report of the shelling of German soil says that shells from the booming artillery of the thundering American First Army are raining on the German town of Bilchen, less than 1 mile inside the Reich, over the Belgian frontier. General Patton's Third Army, with supplies pouring in again, has thrown a sixth bridgehead across the bloody Moselle River. And late dispatches from the front say the Battle of the Moselle is raging with ever-increasing fury. In the north, the First Army is nearing the border of Holland. And the isolated points of German resistance along the Channel coast were showered with 4 million leaflets, demanding again that the garrison surrender before they are wiped out. Meanwhile, down in the Balkans, Marshal Tito announces that his tough Yugoslav partisans have now driven to within 5 miles of the Bulgarian frontier. And the Russians are carving out new gains in the north as well as in the Balkans. A German commentator says the Russians in the south have driven into the part of Greece occupied by the Bulgarians. In Poland, the Russians have cut around on two sides of the important city of Krasno, this in the surging drive on Warsaw. Well, a report by Radio Tokyo today, if true, means that the air war in the Pacific is reaching the dynamic intensity of the assault in Europe. Tokyo says that more than 1,000 American planes took part in the last raid on Palo and Yap in the Carolines. Here at home, residents along the central Gulf Coast are warned of a tropical storm which is sweeping north. The danger area is between Mississippi and Florida. All precautions are urged. And that's the news from your Philco reporter.
Thank you, George Hayes.
One of the best songwriters in America today is a fellow named Hoagy Carmichael. Hoagy in his time has dashed off such tunes as Lazy Bones, Rockin' Chair, Jow John My Mind, and of course his beautiful song, Stardust. Well, lately we've been playing medleys of the popular music greats, so we thought it was just about time to tip a hat to Mr. Carmichael. So here it is, a Hoagie Carmichael medley.
Sleeping in the sun, how you expect to get your day's work done? Never get your day's work done. Sleeping in the noonday sun. Lazy bones, sleeping in the shade, how you expect to get your cornmeal made? Never get your cornmeal made, sleeping in the noonday shade. When taters need spraying, I'll bet you keep praying the bugs fall off of the vine. And when you go fishing, I bet you keep wishing the fish don't grab at your line. Cause you is a lazy bone, loafing all the day. How you expect to make a dime that way? Never make a dime that way.
Well, look at that lazy rascal.
He never heard a word I say.
Brings us to the halfway mark of the Philco Hour. We'll be back in a minute with the second half. Right now, this is the Blue Network. This is the Philco Hour with Paul Whiteman and the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Eileen Woods, Bob Johnston, and Four Chicks and Chuck. Paul Whiteman opens the second half of the show in three-quarter time with a song out of the top drawer of Rodgers and Hart, Lover.
Lover.
You've probably read about some of the ideas proposed by leading designers and architects for the kitchen of tomorrow. Perhaps you've noticed that they all include a refrigerator with an ample separate compartment for frozen foods. Undoubtedly, you'll want such a refrigerator in your own post-war kitchen. Remember then that Philco pioneered in the development of frozen storage facilities in home refrigerators. The Philco Advanced Design Refrigerator provided not just a minor addition to the ice cube chamber, but a full-size separate frozen food compartment, completely enclosed and specially designed for frozen storage. Today, thousands of owners enjoy the added convenience and economy of ample space for frozen food storage, a distinguishing feature of the Philco refrigerator before the war. Plan to equip your kitchen of tomorrow with a new Philco refrigerator, or perhaps one of the new Philco home freezing cabinets. You'll benefit from Philco's unique experience with a frozen food compartment, proved by years of use, improved by years of research. Mr. Johnston, you look like you're in a bit of a quandary.
Well, Glenn, I've got woman trouble.
Oh, all you have to say is woman, Bob. The trouble just comes naturally.
Well, shall I air my problem?
By all means, Robert. Elucidate for our general edification.
Well, it's this way. I've told myself 100 times that you could never care, but I can't keep from dreaming, and in dreams you're always there. I don't want to love you, please don't make me care. This heart of mine is leading me nowhere. If I only knew there was a chance that you could feel the way I do, how different it would be. But I don't want to kiss you, crazy as it seems. I'd just be getting deeper in my dreams. And if I'm not sure my dreams are yours, like I do. If I only knew there was a that you could feel the way I do, how different it would be. But I don't want to kiss you, crazy as it seems. I'd just be getting deeper in my dreams. And if I'm not sure my dreams are your dreams too, then I don't want to love you like I do.
As
all you Philco children know, each week we invite a section of the orchestra to step out and show us all how very good they are. Well, today we're face to face with the saxophone section. And when the woodwinds saw the saxes coming forward, they got jealous and tagged along. Right after then came two French horns. So you're face to face with all of them, which isn't bad if you just look at the instruments. They prepared a little item called My Blue Heaven, and I got a feeling you're going to like it. Okay, man, pipe us up and blow us down.
Pauline, honey?
What is it, Paul?
Not so long ago, you put us all in a rapturous mood with I'll Be Seeing You. Seems the Philco children have requested via the mail department that you give us a little more of the same treatment. How's about it?
Okay, I'll be seeing you.
Cathedral bells were tolling, and the sang on. Was it the spell of Paris or the April dawn? Who knows if we shall meet again? But thank you. lovely summer's day. In everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is blue, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. In every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be
upon a time, there was a swell quintet called Four Chicks and Chuck. Down south, there was a state called Georgia. And in Georgia, there was a city called Atlanta. And 80 miles outside Atlanta were Four Chicks and Chuck, which is a song cue, which shows you what a small world it is.
About 80 miles outside of Atlanta, they live in a lazy kind of way. But 80 miles outside of Atlanta, GA, the folks who meet you, the people who greet you, they sort of politely swing and sway. But 80 miles outside of Atlanta, GA, doors that never had any locking, all they got they're perfectly willing to share. They can hear all opportunity knocking while they're rocking themselves to sleep in that old rocking chair. They never worry, they ain't in a hurry, because they know they're gonna stay. But 80 miles outside of Atlanta, GA, Atlanta, won't you take me to Atlanta, GA? They're willing to share.
They can't hear all opportunity knocking
while they're rocking themselves to sleep in that old rocking chair.
They never worry, they ain't in a hurry, because they know they're gonna stay.
But 80 miles outside of Atlanta, GA, we're going back home to Atlanta.
About 20 years ago, Whiteman and his slam bang Take 5-9 used to go all out with a song called I Never Knew. We thought our arrangement of it was the very last word. This is the way we used to play it. Funny hats and all. So, boys, if you're ready, just kick it off. Kick it off there, my boy.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can all laugh now, but we were convinced that it was terrific. The reason? Well, to our 1922 ears, it sounded more like this. Of distinction and beauty. But Peter DeRose has written just that. Florence Starr wrote the words. Today we thought we'd have Bob Johnston and the choir sing it for you. It's called God Is Ever Beside Me.
God is ever beside me when I greet the sun. God is ever beside me, though my task be done. Wandering down the road of life, though I sometimes carry on, give me the strength I need. Let not my footsteps falter or lag. May I be kind in word and deed. In my heart I hear his voice. my bread with others. In my heart I hear his voice call all men by brother.
Give me the courage to carry on. Give me the strength I need. Let not my footsteps falter.
Beside me, through the shadows of pain, God is ever beside me, His hand that me sustains.
Carpooling regulations, as you may know, require that the holder of B or C gasoline rations for home-to-work driving must participate in a car-sharing arrangement if he is to obtain his regular ration. This new rule is based on three serious shortages. One, America's automobiles are wearing out, and the number of cars on the road is dropping dangerously near the level where essential transportation will break down. Two, there is a real shortage of gasoline because of tremendously increased military needs. Three, we still face a critical shortage of tires for civilian use. Carpooling offers the best answer to all three shortages. It may take a little trouble for you to organize or join a carpool, but it's a patriotic necessity. You and your country need your car. Its tires must be conserved. Every gallon of gasoline must carry a full passenger load. Join a carpool in your neighborhood now.
Well, folks, that's it for today. This is Paul Whiteman, and we'll be looking for you next Sunday. See you then.
Next Sunday, same time, same station, relax and listen to the Philco Hour with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Eileen Woods, Bob Johnston, Four Chicks and Chuck, and another Whiteman alumnus. This is Glenn Riggs saying goodbye for Philco dealers and distributors throughout the United States and Canada, and from Philco Corporation, makers today of radar and electronic materials to help win the war, makers tomorrow of materials for good living in a world of peace.
This is the Blue Network.